Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily to receive prayers, prophetic blessings, and divine instructions. Pray more on your own after. Then rebroadcast the ministrations to your contact. It is a service to God and a blessing to people. Welcome also to Tuesday, the 22nd day in April, 2025. Be responding with Amen, I receive it. Yesterday was Easter Monday, resurrection of Jesus Christ. I pray for you. May the resurrection power of God start working in your life more than ever before. May all your blessings come alive and remain alive, growing and multiplying. Do this. Touch your forehead gently. Where you are in life, you will have result. You will have greater result to show for your effort. You will have result also and resources. Nothing good in life shall be denied you. You will operate in abundance. You will operate in more than enough. Receive anointing for strange result from now on. In Jesus' name, remove your hand. God will do in your life what he has never done before. God will tell you things he has never told you before. Put your two fingers on your ears, if you can. Your two fingers on your ears as I begin to pray for you. May your ears be opened to receive messages from heaven. From this day, may you start hearing God's directive more clearly. God, the Holy Ghost, will tell you secrets to wealth, secrets to power, and secrets to hidden things. Who is this? You feel left behind in life. You look around your life, your career, your marital destiny, your family, your financial life. You feel left behind. Others, your mates and your colleagues seem to have left you behind. If this is describing you, lay your two hands on your chest and let me pray. I prophesy, God shall catapult you to the front. The power of God will take you from where you are to where you ought to be. You shall pursue, overtake, and recover all. Then, if this is you, say amen. Those that left you behind will soon see you before them. If you can do this, do it where you are. Take 3, 4, or 5 steps forward in your room or where you are. I prophesy, go forward. In life, go forward. Then I hear alert upon alert. Hold your phone or raise it up a bit. I prophesy alert upon alert again today. God will put you in good people's mind to send money, good money, and gifts to you. Buyers and customers will come. Client and patronage will increase. Say amen, I receive it. Yes, pay your tithe and sow your seed as God blesses you. More will come that way. April 22, born people. Open your hand for your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You will live long, live a good life, profitable and progressive, and flourish in all you do. Happy birthday. Listeners, now let's take some teachings as we answer questions and issues that listeners have sent in. Send yours, or resend the ones you sent before, which time has not allowed us to treat. First issue today. Good morning, sir. About today's ministration, the first question on Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, you have treated it before recently. It is either that the person did not listen on that day or the person did not pay attention. Thank you, sir. Wow. Thank you for this. You heard the way he was angry that he said Matthew 6:33 many times and I did not treat it. The problem is that some people on this platform do not listen daily or regularly. So when issues are treated, they were not there to listen. Please listen to receive this message regularly daily. You never know when your own message will come or where God will come specifically for you. Next, good morning and happy Easter, my TPGF family. There is a pastor, but they call him Bishop. He used to pray for me concerning partnership, but I stopped attending his church programs for years. Now he's asking me to marry him because he lost his wife. my daddy, I'm confused. I don't want to marry because of age and out of pity. Please, I need your fatherly advice. Wow. No, don't marry a man or a woman out of pity. It should be out of conviction, love, and divine leading. Taking note of 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 to 16, which is God's minimum standard. Godly character also, and all that I have taught us here on how to choose a married partner that will not give you issues. Don't marry because of age or out of pity. Never. Wait. Your God-ordained partner for marriage will locate you soon. Good evening, my great TPGF family. Daddy, please, my question is simple. Do you pay tithe or pay Thanksgiving seed when you sell an old property, landed property? Thank you, sir, for all you do. Wow, pay tithe on the sale. If you remember your cost price, deduct the cost price and pay tithe on profit. If you cannot remember the cost price again, since you said it's an old property, then pay tithe on total sale. What God will do for you and begin to do with you will surprise you. You can still give Thanksgiving seed, thanking Him that made the sales possible. Listeners, you can never give God too much. The more you give, the more your heavens open for more blessings. I'm having issues with many questions here. They are just too long. Reading them alone will take all the time. Please summarize your question or even your testimonies and resend. Our time on Turning Point is short. We are even overshooting the time. I want us to return to a maximum of 10 minutes. Data is costly now. Therefore, but long write-up is making it very difficult. Summarize and resend. Next, good day, Daddy. I need your counsel on this matter. Sir, I'm by the grace of God, a minister of God in a ministry, sir. Is it wrong if I demand the committee to celebrate Easter for me because all offerings are sent to the headquarters account of the ministry, except special thanksgiving of individual member? More wisdom, sir. Wow. I understand what you are experiencing or passing through, but it would be wrong to personally ask committee or a committee to celebrate Easter or whatever thing for you. No, don't do that. You will lose their respect. And some of them could even report you to the headquarters, and the leadership will not take it lightly with you. Instead, ask God to give you greater results in ministry. In ministry, impact determines welfare. When God, through you, begin to touch their lives, bless them and lift them, those blessed under your ministry will begin to bless you beyond your asking them and beyond your wildest imagination. Be patient. Ask for more fire. Financial blessings will follow. Next, good morning, sir. Your type is rare. I salute your sincerity, sir. More anointing. This is what made me to still remain in Goshen land. God will shield you from evil, and the anointing on you will multiply in Jesus' name. Wow. Thank you. Next, can you please shed more light on Matthew 11, verse 11? Wow. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 11, Jesus Christ said, "Of all that is born of women, there is none that has risen greater than John the Baptist. Never, notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." Wow. Jesus Christ was referring to the power of grace that brought us salvation and what getting into heaven will do for all of us. John the Baptist was great, but was not under the grace dispensation, which means we that are under grace are blessed. Grace made us greater, and making it to the kingdom of heaven make us greater still. It was referring to the power and the excellency of grace. Let all of us who are born again under the grace of Jesus value God's grace that brought us salvation, and let all of us remain faithful till we get to the kingdom of God. Jesus was saying there, getting to the kingdom of God is greater than anything else. We'll build more on this tomorrow. Tomorrow is the prayer mountain service in our Abuja Center, 12 to 2 p.m. as usual, Living Spring Chapel, Kado Life Camp, after the fish market, Abuja. All Turning Point TPJ members and listeners in Abuja be there tomorrow afternoon. Thursday is the prayer mountain in Living Spring Chapel, Allen Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos, right on the main road there. Two services we hold as usual, 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. Attend the one that is most convenient for you. Many people even attend it too, and they are blessed. Don't miss it. Prayer focus this week on Prayer Mountain, both in Abuja tomorrow and Thursday services, is Lord, light me up. Put visibility on me, from Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1. Bring a torchlight. Bring your big torchlight, and we will be shining it on our bodies for healings, shining it on our things for divine intervention. Put your visibility on me. That will be our prayer cry on this week's Prayer Mountain. If you have the confessional torchlight, bring it. Or you may use the one on your phone. But better, if you can bring the big, real torchlight, it will be a great impartational service. God will put visibility on your job, on your life, on your ministry, on your calling, for marriage, for expansion, for great, great miracle. Anointed mantle and apron special oil shall be given. Others have received theirs. Come and receive your own. Invite other people. Bring water bottle, documents, items, photographs, international passport, baby things, wedding things, items from your shop, from your office, from your factory as a point of contact. The same two services we hold at Dominion City, Ibadan, on Thursday, Kolobo Abeokuta, Oshobo, Akure, Port Harcourt, and Uyo. It shall be live streamed all over the world. Please join from wherever you are. Get your torchlight also ready. God, put visibility on me. Light me up. Don't joke with your tithe, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment, and the 444 seed we are sowing this month. Do them with joy. Your Father that sees you in secret will reward you openly. Open your hand for the second round of prayers. May the Lord bless you, lift you, increase you, put grace on you, surround you with helpers and ministering angels. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.